Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
And I'm not taking away nothing that Giannis did last night.
We got guys on the phone in front of us timing him. And he had him at 8.5.
Oh, the crowd delights in the air ball.
Was his dominance in the third quarter. But let me tell you something about Vince, his dominance in the third quarter. His dominance in the third quarter took away from others.
Andy Gresh.
How desperate am I?
We still have to be patient. He threw a bullpen 2 days ago. It was a 25 pitches bullpen, and now he's throwing on Saturday.
Rich Keefe.
You know, to get Jaylen Brown, who's a couple years younger, actually 4 years younger, would be a huge coup for the Wizards. I like who's here. I see the promise in the guys who are here.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
I have a crippling fear of snakes.
The cake is up. It's good.
On WEEI.
4th and final hour, Gresh and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Gresh in Vegas for the Conor McGregor fight tomorrow night. Gary Tangway is here. You can join the program at 617-779-7937. We have our T3 coming up at 1:30. You'll like that, Gary. That is the best of Twitch, Twitter, and text throughout the day. Chris Shines back there curating all the content, and then we'll have that for you at 1:30.
I have to remember I'm on TV.
You are. Well,
Twitch,
twitch.tv/BostonWEEI is where you're at right now.
So I have to remember to not do something dumb.
Hey, you're clothed. You're fine.
Okay.
I think you're doing just fine as it stands right now. Chance to win $1,000 here coming up in just a moment. But Jacina Anderson talked to Stephon Gilmore. So would you call that breaking his silence? It'd be fair to say. I mean,
I don't know if it's breaking his silence. I would say it's increasing his narrative.
Yeah,
because he tweeted and took it down. So this guy's going crazy, Keith. This is what he's doing.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
He's pacing.
Gary sniffed this out in the first hour of the show, and I'm like, well, we'll see. I don't know if he's peeing his pants.
He's pacing back and forth. He's going. He's looking at his phone, like he's checking his messages. So anything from Bill? Anything? Oh, what's going on? Anything going on here? Bill? Is Bill called? He comes in. Is Bill called? He's checking, calls his agent every 20 minutes. Hey, is Bill
anything
called?
New? Anything new?
No. Anything?
Nope. Stephon, same. Status quo.
Same as 20 minutes ago.
Status quo.
As soon as something happens, Stephon, I'll give you a call 20 minutes later. Well, I was in the bathroom. I didn't have my phone with me, so I thought I might have missed something.
Nope. All good. We'll let you know, Stephon. We'll call you. Just I wasn't sure if my phone was off.
Which really
sound on the update.
The thing that surprises me about Gilmore losing his composure, because I believe he's kind of losing his mind.
A little bit.
I think that I've never seen that from him. He's always been very composed. He's always been very confident. And is he second-guessing his ability as a player coming off an injury? Does he wonder if he still has it?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's that he's going to be 31 to start this season. He's going to get paid $7 million. He looks around the rest of the league. That $7 million number. And I'd get into all these kind of pretzel arguments with Gresh because he's talking about how much money he has made, how much money he was supposed to make on the contract. The reality is real cash this year. What is he in the 20s, I think, for corners? So he wants that number to go way up.
And I get it.
I don't know if he wants way more years. Well, I'm sure he does.
I think he does, right. To me, that's the holdup. I mean, right now, come on, Rich. If he said, and you said this earlier, if Stephon said, Bill, give me 14 for this year, it'd be done.
You think so?
Because
I don't know how many guys could get away with that with Bill.
Let me put it this way. Bill would make him sweat.
So Bill made Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski play for incentives. Think about that. He made Tom Brady play for incentives late in his career. So I'm with you. I think most GMs would say, all right, Gilmore, here's a few extra bucks. Just play for the season and we can figure it out later. But Bill's sort of a little
bit different.
At
the end of the day, well, which is, okay, now I told you this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
With this topic, we can flip-flop.
Yeah, it's easy to.
So, because I change my mind every hour on this topic.
Yeah.
I would fully admit it.
Right.
And you're kind of like, and I know you're doing it as a host. You're kind of presenting the idea.
Yeah.
But like before you were like.
I would give you him
before,
more money for
before
this year.
You thought it was going to get done.
I thought it was, and now negotiating publicly.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
He might need it because he could get fined if he starts holding out here. But this hour's code word is concert. Concert. Text concert to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. So Stephon Gilmore got on the phone with Josina Anderson today. First of all, who called who? Gilmore called Anderson to get this out there, or Anderson was like, you know what? Nobody knows what's going on with Gilmore. I'll just call him. What do you think?
Great question. Now, she's not associated with anybody, so he's not thinking like ESPN.
Nope, she's a free agent. She's she has a massive following on Twitter and I'm sure Instagram. So if you talk to her, you know the information's going to get out there.
And I can't believe she doesn't have a gig, because I think she's very good.
Yeah, that is odd. I wonder, is she still getting paid by ESPN and maybe can't go somewhere?
Or maybe.
I don't, you know.
Because she will go somewhere. She's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That show that she does is successful, though. She's like making money off it.
Oh, she
on
is?
Her podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, good for her.
Good.
I think that she's probably been calling him and saying, when you're ready to talk, call me.
Right, because...
And he called her.
Yeah, because either way, even if she called him, he could just say, hey, off the record.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. He could tell her everything.
Right.
But clearly, she got the quotes. And so for those that missed it, Josina Anderson talked to Gilmore, and on his contract, he said, quote, I just want what I'm worth, however that plays out. Every player should be paid what they're worth. That's just how it is. He also told her he's not looking to push for a trade, adding, hopefully we can find some common ground and get it situated. I just know what I bring to the table and my style of play. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on myself and make sure I'm good mentally and physically. He was also asked about the quad and how he's doing. Quote, I feel stronger than I've ever felt since the surgery. I've been running a lot, building full speed. Then asked if he'll be ready 100% for camp, and he said, quote, we'll see if I need to be, but I also don't want to push it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so basically, he's not demanding a trade, but if he wants fair value, and he said, however that plays out, like that one jumps out to me, however that plays out is insinuating that he would be open to a trade. If you're not going to pay me $15 to $18 million and somebody else will, then I'll go play for them. Even though I know you think that he doesn't really want to go
anywhere. And why would he want to be traded? I think he's crazy. I mean, you would want the money and stay here. But also, when it comes to the training camp, if he's under contract, if there wasn't any problem and he's coming off surgery, he's not going to play. He's not going to play during training camp.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's not going to play in any. I mean, is there any reason for Stephon Gilmore to play in a preseason game?
There's zero.
None.
Nope, there's zero reason.
None. So, but the point is he's going to lose $50,000. So, like, a game, a day. So. Yeah. As far as like missing training camp, quote unquote, I mean, how many training camps did he actually participate in?
Yeah, no, he doesn't need to be. But
he doesn't need to be.
But when he was asked if he'll be 100% and he says, if I need to be, which to me implies if I have a contract, sure, I'm 100%.
Yeah.
And if I don't have a contract, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So the holdout continues. And again, it's easy to go kind of back and forth. This again is my hope. Gilmore wants an extension. The Patriots say, just play for this.
Right.
The common ground is we will double the salary for this year, and then we can revisit it next year.
I want to go back to a minute to his psychological state.
Yeah.
Because I find this whole thing fascinating. If he doesn't have surgery, is he going public with this stuff?
It's a good point. Maybe not, because that's sort of flying under the radar in all of this.
Because
he missed a lot of time last year.
That can get into an athlete's head, though.
Yep.
I mean, if you haven't been through it, like, he's been healthy pretty much his whole career, right?
He's played most games.
Yeah. So the first time, and I've seen this, and I don't, and I am not knocking him. I think that this is a legitimate, I think it's legitimate when an athlete has to learn how to come back from an injury. Yeah. I don't think he's being a wimp. I think that's like that's hard.
No.
That's legit. You know, you second guess yourself. Do you know your knee? Do you trust your leg? All that stuff. Will I still have the same speed? Can I still cut the same way?
Oh yeah.
So like all that crap's got to be going on in his head. He's never had to deal with that. He's missed time, and he's only making $7 million. And as you said, he's going to be 31.
Right.
That is all racking in this guy's brain.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Belichick knows it. And he's got a smile on his face, and he says, I got him by the balls.
Yeah, it's a weird one. In his 4 years in New England, he played in 13 games his first year, then back-to-back 16.
Yeah.
And then last year he played in 11. So, yeah, right. For the most part, he's pretty durable.
So, I mean, Bill's got him where he wants him. Right. I think Bill has the leverage, and he shouldn't. I think Stefan really has the leverage. But here's the problem. And
so
this
do
is
you?
This is why Bill is so good at mind-effing guys.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can F up a player's brain better than Belichick.
No, he's the
right?
best.
So Bill doesn't really have the leverage. But Stefan's giving it to him.
I know, but I think negotiating publicly is a mistake.
It's giving him the leverage.
For this team.
Giving him the power.
I think it is. Because I'm with you. I think Gilmore could say, you don't have Tom Brady to cover things up anymore. You just spent all this money on defense. So you're going to spend money on Devin Godchow and Henry Anderson and Matt Judon and bringing back Kyle Van Noy, and then you're not going to pay the top corner?
Van Noy.
You're not a fan.
A pain in the ass. But anyways, he's an okay player.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a fine player.
Oh, my God. What a swell head.
But this is a chance to go on a revenge tour.
But the defense could be, I'm with you, I agree. The defense, though, has a chance to be really, really good.
Absolutely.
But it has to be really, really good. Because the offense will not be really, really good.
I mean, Rich, this is what Gilmore, can we do this? I have an idea for you guys back there. I think Shime, I think you guys, a head's popped up. I think you guys would be really good at this.
Yeah.
Can we do what Stephon Gilmore
should be
doing?
Could you do me a favor, guys, in the other room? Could you look this up? Is it this ever happened?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That goes on for 5 more minutes.
Oh, my God. Can we Photoshop Stephon Gilmore's head on pictures and put it out on the Gresham Keefe handle on what he should be doing as opposed to this? What he should be doing is he should be tweeting.
I think corporate would have a problem with that. The legal team doesn't like we don't have the rights to the photos. It's a whole song.
But anyways, but this is what, if Stephon Gilmore, this is what I would be
doing. What should he be doing?
He should be sending out pictures on Instagram and Twitter of him sitting on the beach. On a yacht.
On vacation.
Hanging out with models.
Yep.
Putting a little bit.
Putting.
He's married.
He has kids as well, so.
Whatever.
Tangway : Gilmore should abandon his family.
Yeah.
Well,
don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Write it.
Tangway story. Dave Cowan told me the story.
This is the 9th script that Tangway has written. Stephon Gilmore offseason story.
But when Dave Cowan worked with us for a couple of seasons at Comcast, it was a thrill of my life because he was one of my boyhood heroes.
Yeah, Dave Cowan was a former NBA MVP.
In case you young kids don't know.
Yeah, just because you weren't
Havlicek,
alive.
Havlicek held out for money, they would train. I think they trained at Mass Maritime Academy and it was on the water.
Really?
I think,
beautiful
is in the
campus.
70s, right? What's that?
I said beautiful campus.
It's a beautiful.
Great,
yeah.
Great drop in, Shime.
So,
one of the all-time great Shime chimes right
so
there.
So Havlicek,
yeah,
who loved to fish, mm-hmm. God rest his soul, would run his boat up and past. So when the guys were going to practice, he'd drive by his boat.
And he's just having a fish.
And he'd be like, I'm just having a fish. Because Havlicek also, he was in such great shape. He was on his own program. Like the guy, I mean, Red just kind of said, look.
Yeah, whatever you want.
But he would literally drive the boat back and forth.
You think Gilmore should do that?
It's that type of stuff that he needs to do. He needs to show himself that he doesn't care. Like if you're not going to be silent, then show yourself like.
Oh, he couldn't care more.
Like, but he couldn't care more. Like retweeting drinking margaritas.
Like Gilmore's retweeting compliments. Like, all right.
I mean, he's an emotion. I mean, and the more and more this goes, he's an emotional basket case, Rich. I think he's ready to go off the deep end.
You think so? I think it's all gotten to him. The pressure's gotten a little much on him.
I mean, it's a little weird.
Under these lights, here, Gilmore.
It's very unlike him.
It is. He's always been a guy who you can tell he's confident. He'll be happy to retweet stuff of people complimenting him all the time. But as far as cornerbacks are concerned, he's not as vocal as a lot of other ones are.
No.
Right? Corners and wideouts, you usually hear what they're saying. He does it in different ways.
When you go to the Patriot locker room, you go, well, we got to hear from Gilmore. No.
But again, I do agree with you that ultimately Gilmore probably does have the leverage here because of the type of offseason, because of Cam Newton, because of, I still think Gilmore's good, at least for this year. I think he's going to be really good.
But he's not using it.
No, he's not doing
he's
it.
Not
the right.
using
he's
it.
Not doing it the right way. Because this would be enough for Bill to just be like, all right, forget it. Forget it. We're going to work with you, but I don't like this.
Just let him. You would just go. You would be dead silent,
yeah.
right? And if you okay, let's play this out.
All right.
So, how many preseason three or two?
They got three, I believe.
Three.
This
okay,
year.
Three preseason games. So we all know the preseason is the funny season. It doesn't matter, but we need crap to talk about.
Right. Oh, and we'll
we,
talk about
we,
it.
And we talk about it.
Especially
right
now, with Mac Jones.
So okay, what's that?
Especially with Mac Jones.
Yeah,
when this
Mac saw him at dinner. So, but when you, so if Gilmore doesn't say anything, and he's quiet, and you don't know where he is, first preseason game. You see the cornerbacks out there. I mean, it doesn't mean squat.
Right.
And if Gilmore's there, he's not playing. But Gilmore's not there. And say for whatever reason, the secondary struggles. Second preseason game, right? Still no Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, J.C. Jackson has trouble. Somebody gets hurt.
Or somebody gets hurt, right?
Somebody gets hurt, right?
I mean, so, Bill knows how good the corners are that he has anyway.
Right, okay. But what are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing then, Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get Gilmore.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it takes, you gotta get Gilmore. So his manager, agent, is screwing this completely up. Now, it costs you $50,000 a day. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you're serious about holding out, the leverage for Gilmore comes by shutting up and watching the team play without him.
I also think most of the tough games on the Patriots' schedule is late in the year. Yes, Tampa Bay is week four, so that's obviously a really tough
game.
That's
a loss. Anyways.
But the second half of the season is both Buffalo games, Tennessee, Indianapolis, another game against Miami. So I think an early start is important. So even if Bills wants to play hardball and wants to say, we're gonna put the, let's see if you'll hold out during the season, I don't think you want that either. I think you want Gilmore to play week one, try to build up a winning record for the first half, put yourself in a position to make the playoffs, rather than doing the old Logan Mankins routine where you're like, all right, sit out, and then he comes back to get his year, whatever week that was,
well,
10.
I know that during that year, you know, you couldn't shut Logan up. I mean, Logan was like, Logan, who I knew a little bit.
Yeah.
He was like calling me all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm
I
sure.
mean, Logan was
he's
just
like,
you know,
out,
oh, he was like, hey, I don't think there was Twitter. Then,
no, there
but
wasn't.
Anyways,
no.
But
he was like, this on your program?
He was like, Tanguay, you know, Bill's disrespecting me. I mean, I was getting the scoop all the time.
Talking about a guy who probably just was hunting the entire time.
Nobody, listen, does anybody really remember what he sounded like? I mean, I do because I know him, but if you played a cut of Logan Mankins, right, could like 10 sports fans identify him?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You know why? Nope. Because he was hunting.
He was
and he did
there,
keep his mouth shut.
His
and he said, you know
farm?
What? Screw you. Yeah. I'm going to sit out to week eight, and that's it.
Yeah.
So the
how does it play out then? How does the Gilmore thing play out? As we sit here right now on July 9th.
Okay. What's the date of the first game?
First game of the regular season is September 12th.
September 10th, he signs a one-year deal. He gets $14 million for 1 year.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of – I'm with that. I think because they already gave him a boost last year, they're showing that they're willing to negotiate. It's not, hey, you got to play out your contract. They're not going full there.
No.
But they don't have to give him an extension.
No, and that's the – and right now he wants one.
Yeah.
And I think that's why
– or you'll get one of those like void year ones.
Yeah,
remember
like,
they announced the Brady extension? Yeah. 2 year deal for Brady. Actually, it's just one.
Or but, wasn't that the Revis deal? One of the
well,
Revis
was a weird one when they got him because he had a team option for like $25 million or something insane.
Wait, and it's not going to happen. And the other one I love is the mutual option.
Ooh, mutual option.
And
yeah.
You know, which is like, okay, that doesn't really make sense. It's like
me and my wife are in a mutual option right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a mutual option. Like, yeah. What does that mean?
I don't really get it.
I think that's the deal. And then he plays for 1 year, then and plays for big money because then he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to get multiple years right now. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so. I mean, you're signing for age 31, 32, 33.
You come in and you play for four. And maybe there are some bonuses, you know.
Yeah,
maybe,
right. I can see some incentives.
Some incentives.
Kicking it up more.
But he makes between 14 and 16 million for the year.
You got to feel good about that.
And you play, and it's one. Because Bill, you know, because... and he comes in so he misses training camp. Who cares?
So ESPN just put out their top 10. Was it at every position, Shime, or just corners that they did recently?
They're breaking it down by positions, but most recent one was corners.
So where do you think Stephon Gilmore ranked, according to ESPN, for the 2021 season?
I'm terrible at this. I have no I mean, what is he?
I'm telling you, he's in the top 10.
Was he top three?
He was fourth.
Okay.
They said he was the fourth best corner
behind
in
who?
Football. Shime, do you have the list?
Yeah, it was Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Marlon Humphreys and Xavien Howard.
Sounds about right.
I mean, he could be three or four.
But maybe the bigger surprise on there was J.C. Jackson was 10th.
Is it a down year for
so I think it is. So I said to Sean, like, oh, 10 seems crazy high. And then he read me the list, and then he's doing a great job.
I mean, you wanted to
This was, I think, a misstep, but we'll see how it all ends out. And this continues to be, would you say storyline one or two? Is it Mac Jones versus
Cam
Newton?
Oh, it's Mac.
Newton?
It's Mac.
Mac Jones, Cam Newton's number one.
I mean, yeah. for the benefit of the team, the importance of the team, it's definitely the cornerback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely Gilmore. Like, the importance of the team is Gilmore. But it's the quarterback.
Quarterback's always the most exciting
thing.
It's
the thing. Sex, man. But sex sells. Mac sauce in my dinner.
Because the preseason, it's really only interesting if there's a quarterback battle or a player's holding out. And
right.
The Patriots have both. And throwing a trade demand from N'Keal Harry. And they have a really busy offseason.
I forgot about him.
I know,
what a loser. Well, I mean, just really. Yeah. Like, just.
Talk about going about it the wrong way.
I remember that first week. And they said he was just standing there at training camp. He wasn't moving. He wasn't doing anything.
I give Andy Hart credit. Andy Hart called it. He saw one training camp practice of this guy. Nuh-uh. Not good. And he was right.
I'll tell you, the one thing, Hart doesn't know much because I know he's listening.
No.
He's got nothing else going on.
Correct.
By the way, Andy Hart, two Sundays off in a row.
What the hell is this?
He's on vacation.
Is that allowed?
Cut him some slack.
Yeah, but you take one Sunday off, you're back by the next Sunday. Everybody knows
that. Well, yeah, because he filled in on Ken and Curtis's show on Saturday, so he took Sunday off.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, this
Wham.
Unreal.
Listen.
Whatever happened to no days off? I worked
the 4th of July, and my wife said, why are you working the 4th of July? Now, I'm fairly established. I'm not going to say.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Holy smokes.
Oh, and my God.
Not fairly established.
Not in the studio, please.
You thought Gresh was bad.
It's the radio version of the puppet gif.
And I would not take 2 days off, 2 weekends off in a row.
Incredible.
If you're working weekends, you don't take 2 weekends off in a row.
You have the whole week off. That's your.
When they said Bradford's in again and Andy Harder's off on Sunday, I went, what?
Unbelievable. What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Soft.
Jeez.
So soft.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Short, too.
All right, here's.
He's short, too.
Yeah. In your face. He's got a big head.
And he's got a big ass.
Take it.
Boom. Roasted.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
All right, here we go. It's T3 Rise of the Machines. This is the best of Twitch, Twitter, and text. Of course, on Twitch, just go to weei.com/watch. You can tweet at us at Gresh Keefe, and you can text into the program 37937. Let's turn it over to Chris Shine.
Well, right off the bat, guys, from the 603, they're asking, well, isn't it 4T today? Twitch, text, Twitter, and Tangway.
That's correct.
Whoa.
Look at that.
The shirts. Absolutely.
Twitch chat was kind of right off to the races today as Gary lost his phone. So immediately somebody said, we should check Spaz's pockets. I get a klepto vibe from him.
Oh boy. They're thinking maybe Spaz stole the phone. No, we found it in the first or second break. It was in your bag.
In my backpack. It was embarrassing.
And
it's not
a bit either. Gary's legitimately lost his phone the last two times he's
been
in.
And it took him 5 minutes to like find it in the bag too.
Like
while
it was
ringing.
The entire
commercial break. He was searching for it in his bag while it was ringing. Yep. Couldn't find it.
Because it's filled with all these transcripts that haven't been picked up yet.
That's true. How many movie scripts you got in your bag right now?
Oh, I got them all, kid. You know anybody? Anybody want to read them? Anybody ready for the elevator pitch?
Do you have any horror movies?
No.
Where do you stand on horror movies?
I'm not big on them. They make a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. They're cheap to make, and if they hit, they are
huge.
Like, look at the Saw franchise.
Yeah. What is this? 18? Whatever.
Yeah. They've had a bunch. They've made a lot of money. The most profitable. One of the most. Profitable
I did a movie with George Muir's in.
Greatest cut of all time. Add that to my folder, please, for later.
I did a movie with George Muir's in.
Who is alive.
I swear to God he was dead. I thought he was dead.
I thought so, too, but I guess I was wrong. Maybe we're thinking of Manute Bol.
From the 603, I bet Jalen took less time to take that shot than Giannis takes at the free throw line.
It's a good point. So we played a clip from Jimmy Kimmel last night where Jalen Brown had to shoot a three with the basket actually moving, wacky waveable inflatable tube men in front of him, and like smoke. And yet he still definitely shot it quicker than Giannis at the line. That's a good point.
So we, as you just mentioned, you guys thought Mersan might have been dead, but he is still with us.
He is.
From the 401, every time you guys mention someone you think is dead who turns out to be alive, all I can think of is the Always Sunny episode about the Wade Boggs record. Again, Wade Boggs is very much alive.
Oh, God bless Wade Boggs.
You know,
that's
one of those shows that I always meant to binge, and I just haven't taken the time to do it.
You've never seen it?
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it, but like I'll watch like four or five or whatever. Like the water park one.
Amazing.
I just...
Amazing.
Magnum Dong.
It's a top five sitcom of all time.
Of all time. It is so brilliant.
I love it. And it's coming back again. Talk about 20 seasons or whatever. Like, well, they just keep coming back.
Have you heard podcasts with those guys? Like, Charlie Day's like, why wouldn't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's still good, too.
They're awesome.
Like, they have a few misses in there, but for the most part, it's just hit after hit.
Gary saying Gilmore is peeing his pants. Gilmore's reply, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Yeah, I would imagine he is peeing his pants right now. Just a little bit. Again, you dial up Justine Anderson. You're like, hey, get this out there. This will get Bill to budge.
Yeah, no.
No. That's not how it works, Stefan.
So Gary mentioned being in the movie Serial Buddies earlier. from the 413 has a 76% on the tomato meter.
It is?
Yes.
76%.
Serial Buddies?
And I fact-checked this. It is a 76% on the tomato meter.
What?
Okay, if you watch it...
Is serial spelled like...
like serial killers.
Yeah.
Like kicks or...
No.
Smack?
S-E-R-I-A-L.
Pops? No? Okay.
No, here's the premise. It's a dark comedy. It's these four serial killers that are nitwits, right? And they go after this evil motorcycle gang boss and to kill him.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. And I...
Did they wrong them?
Somehow. And they're all these, like... It's really silly. I mean, it might be
well,
silly.
Well, then also,
movie.
Gary buried the lead. Apparently, the Fonz was in this movie.
Henry
Winkler was in it because Henry Winkler's friends with Maria Menounos. That's right. I forgot all about it. And you know who else was in it? Was
Artie Lang. Artie Lang's in it.
Artie Lang was in it.
Yeah. And Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yep.
Wow.
Kathy Lee Gifford's in it.
Did you meet Artie Lang?
No, just George Mirazon.
All these people are in this movie.
Who did
you meet? I know George Murison pretty well.
George Murison's character is Paul of the Shed.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it anywhere on here. Is it on IMDb?
It's Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Yeah, it's
on IMDb.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's in it?
I forgot he's in it too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in it too. What a
dream cast. You've been in some serious casts here. So 2011 this came out.
Yeah, Serial Buddies.
A coincidental encounter forces four dimwits to join forces and embark upon an idiotic and hilarious road trip, encountering skinheads, fraternity jocks, sorority babes, missing children, bikers, porn stars, clowns, and Kathy Lee Gifford.
I forgot Chris McDonald is in it. He's one of my favorites.
What a synopsis. I'm in.
That is, yeah, I don't know how you're not
Chris
in
McDonald
this.
From, he was in Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, you know, he went to Hobart.
He did?
He went to the same school as me, yeah.
My daughter's a Hobart dude. You went to Hobart?
Yeah, I went to Hobart.
My freshman year, she just got done.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks for highly of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The jersey's retired.
Yeah.
Well, from the 603, I'll set the over-under for final hour. 4.5 actors or actresses Gary hasn't mentioned yet today. I'm taking the over. I think we just hit the over right there.
Yeah, no, we hit the over. Oh, that he hasn't mentioned? Yeah. The under, then.
Who's the guy?
He's in on pretty much everybody.
There's one guy that worked with Scorsese on...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
David Preval. Oh. David Preval worked with Scorsese. I remember talking to him.
Yeah.
And it's weird. He always referred to him as Mr. Scorsese. He was in Mean Streets.
Oh, yeah,
he played
Big Chicken in the movie.
That's the motorcycle cop.
Got
that's
it.
The motorcycle gang leader, Big Chicken.
That checks out.
Yeah. And it's really a silly movie. Watch it. Maybe,
it's a little
maybe
silly.
People
like
it. Look, Maria and her husband now, Kevin, they financed the thing on their own. They put this all together. I mean, Maria was awesome. She was out there moving props and stuff. So watch it. Watch it.
Let me see if it's streaming anywhere.
If you get to the movie theater really early, she's the one on those newie things that run in the movie theater.
She's on
Medford's Zone. Everybody knows
that
she's
on Access Hollywood Forever. And all
you can watch it for $3 on Prime right now.
Can you?
Yeah.
I might have to watch it.
Give that another go. And then you could live tweet it.
Oh, Jesus.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
here's my big scene with George Murison.
Well, if it's on Amazon Prime,
who's very much alive,
you might even be able to do like a watch-along on Twitch.
Oh, yeah,
watch party.
Now you're talking.
But anyways.
If somebody wants to sponsor that, I'm not paying the $3.
I think it's just my voice. I think my video got cut out.
Oh, for God's sake.
Of course.
It's Gary Tanguay, bike reporter.
They must have talked to Affleck
before. Wait a minute. Holy crap. On IMDb,
there?
I'm up to 17,000 on the meter.
What was that? What? Oh, that probably just from hosting the show.
How many dollars is that?
No, none. I got a SAG check. I got a residual check for Gone Baby Gone the other day for 17 cents.
What do you do with
that? Nice.
Even though you got cut out from it.
Do you still cash them?
Yeah, of course I do.
17 cents.
Well, you got to because it's going to mess up the bookkeeper. I save them up.
Yeah. I'm glad you're thinking of the bookkeeper.
Well, and now you can do mobile deposit nowadays. It makes it easy.
That's true. My kid does that all the time. I still haven't.
I know, but you think about the time, like the time spent on that for 17 cents still seems a little.
I can't believe that I'm ranked 17,000.
There you go,
IMDb.
Gary. Good for you.
Of all people?
I don't know how it works.
Seems a little high.
It's crazy. Like Leonardo DiCaprio is like ranked one. So I don't know. Like the highest I've ever been is like 20.
I think it's probably from co-hosting today because it says you're up 80,000 from last week.
It doesn't say that. Does it say that there?
That's what it says on this one.
Why is that?
Big week for Gary Tanguay.
One episode of Gresh and Keith. Forget it.
That'll do.
That through the roof.
A big imprint.
So, guys, there's a big argument going on in the Twitch chat. Where do we stand on clam strips?
I'll eat a clam strip.
You know, they're okay. How heavily breaded are they?
Yeah, I don't like a lot of bread.
See, the reason I eat fried clams is because of the batter.
Yeah. Like, so
but I like steamed clams. I love steamed clams with butter.
Love a steamed clam.
I love steamed clams with butter.
Yep.
But I love a good bet. Like Woodman's is the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Woodman's up in Essex. Forget about it. It's hands down the best.
Let's go.
Okay. There we go. Settled that.
So I'm not big on the strips.
Yeah, no. Not my favorite.
I'm a big fan of a nice fried seafood platter every once in a while. I could just
go to town. Sometimes it gets too much bread. Then you're sitting there and you're like, I wish I just had the seafood.
You're instant food coma, man.
Yeah, take a nice little snooze.
Like food court.
Having used to live in Quincy, there's two places right on Wollaston Beach I could go to like every day.
There you go.
It's tremendous.
There you go.
From the 978, Gary is officially the Grandpa Simpson of the Gresh and Keefe Show.
Why? What was he yelling at? A cloud?
No, just for all the stories he tells.
I'll take that.
Oh, yeah, story time. What's wrong with that? It's a radio show.
I mean, Gresh has called me like...
Ah, there's an interesting story behind this nickel.
Gresh just called me Grandpa forever. Papa. He used to call me Papa. Because when we did the Patriots postgame show on those late nights, like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's too late for you.
I'd be nodding off.
Yeah.
And the only
that's
way
a
I
long
could,
day. You guys are doing a long postgame.
The only way I could do a show like that is with Gresh. Because the thing about Andy, and you know this.
Yeah.
The thing that amazes me about Andy Gresh, he never slows down.
No.
Gresh's energy.
Full go.
Full.
Whole time.
Unbelievable. I'm like, dude, do you ever take a nap?
No.
He does not.
He claims he banks sleep. I don't know how it works.
Sleep.
That's what he says.
I don't know, man. But Gresh, I've never met anybody with more energy than Andy Gresh in my life.
I did a movie with George Murazan.
So, I'm looking at Tangway's IMDb right now, and these are the characters that he played, starting from his earliest film to his latest.
I know where this is going.
Newscaster.
Yeah.
Mike Roberts. Bike reporter. Reporter in Caesar's Tunnel. TV interviewer, George Wallace, local news anchor, TV interviewer, and in the upcoming Don't Look Up, news anchor / reporter.
I see a pattern.
Typecast. Ooh. Absolutely typecast.
It's a bitch. I've been trying to get other roles. I read the other day for a Loan Shark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
No.
But I'm trying like hell to get it.
Yeah.
Look, I'll take it.
I think you need to get like a neck tattoo.
I guess.
Put you in a different. They would be like, "All right, we're no longer a newscaster. Slide you over here to something else."
Here's the deal. This is how it goes. It's like,
would you want to be in a rom com?
I'd be in anything.
Okay,
dude.
All right.
At soft porn, you name it. Yeah, man.
Yeah, like Red Shoe Diaries, starring Gary Tanguay.
No, but like you talk to the local casting agents, they go, "We need a news reporter." They go, "Oh, call Tanguay."
Right.
Because he's like, "Well, he did this, and they don't even." I mean, even when I worked with Adam McKay, he was like, "Well, we should do it like this." And I was like, "Adam, that's not going to work." So here, I'm the great Adam McKay. I'm like,
you're telling Adam McKay.
I'm like telling Adam. And he was, "Oh, that's fine." You know? And then, because I just done it a million times. And I go, it's like three takes. I go, boom, you're done. Go. But then when I try to like audition for like a detective, then you're in a pool with like 5,000 people.
But what I'm thinking too is you could start to branch out a little bit into I watch a lot of like a sexy teen drama. They always have the father figure. in there. Exactly. I'm telling you, that's
like
a
Tree Hill, like the father who commits murder.
Well, that you could go to the extreme. But I'm
that
thinking
seems
of
a
like,
little aggressive.
I'm thinking of like a movie like Scream, where the father's just kind of like a red herring, but he's in there. He's talking. He has a couple lines at the beginning. Then you're like, oh, is he the killer? And then he pops up at the end, a couple more lines. Like that's a good spot.
Or Luke Perry, rest in peace from Riverdale.
Awesome role. Great role.
Yeah, exactly.
So the last thing I want to leave you guys with real quick, we just got rated by Chicago 670, the score, over on Twitch. So
shout out to Chicago.
Nice. Anybody from Chicago listening now, congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Love the pizza.
And guys, I just wanted to give you an update. The dogwood trees out here in the rain are really struggling with this storm. Do you guys know how to identify a good dogwood tree? It's by the bark. That's T3 for the day, boys.
What is it?
Shime does awful jokes at the end. He ends them all with awful jokes.
How do you identify a dogwood tree?
I should have
seen that
coming. All right, we have some leftover movie trivia questions to get to with You Got Something to wrap up the program coming up next.
Back to more Boston sports talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
Time for You Got Something. Brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Wrapping things up here on a Friday edition of Gresh and Keefe. Gary Tangway in for Gresh today. Normally we do You Got Something, but we had movie trivia earlier. Gary reigned victorious over me, but we have a couple of leftover questions, audio questions. So, John, what do we got?
Yeah, so I'll start with Gary on this one. Another simple, what movie is this? And I will have to say, almost every actor in this movie has come up today on the show.
Well, that doesn't... but all of them.
May I see it? Where'd you get it?
It's a Christmas gift from my mother 2 years ago.
George Mirazan.
That's, of course, Washington Bullets Center.
I did a movie with George Mirazan. Was that the giant movie with Billy Crystal?
No.
That's Serial Buddies?
No.
No, he doesn't have a clip from Serial
Buddies.
No one
has any idea.
Can you give me a hint?
Yes. I don't know.
There's a lot of pen clicking in that.
That was a person. So the person who they are talking to is a serial killer, and that scene happens much earlier in the movie when he's a suspect, but they don't actually catch him in this movie. But at the end, you know it's him. And it is a true story.
Oh.
Ooh, a true story.
Oh, I like a true story. Ted Bundy says. Do you think it's...
A famous a politician has been accused of being this person.
What?
Ted Cruz has been accused of being this person.
Son of Sam?
No.
Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
The Night Stalker?
Nope. Close.
Zodiac.
Zodiac. Sean is correct.
Oh, Zodiac.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Robert Downey Jr., I believe.
Robert Downey Jr.
And Mark Ruffalo. So that in that scene, Mark Ruffalo asks, I forget the guy's name, but he's one of those dudes who's in everything. You never know his name.
Yeah.
He takes his watch off and then sees the... That's when basically when Mark Ruffalo is like, yeah, it's probably this guy.
All right.
And then second one, last one we got here.
Back there, like all them guys on that wall, in the back, in the past... We're going nowhere. I am to you just an old trainer. That's what brought us together. You know, we're not a real family.
What movie is that?
Creed.
That would be Creed.
There you go. Sylvester Stallone.
Creed 2's coming out, right?
Creed 2's already come out, I believe.
Yeah, Creed 2's like a year and a half old.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And that's why I guess I'm a little
Creed
behind.
1, though.
Creed
fantastic.
3. And Creed 3, Michael B. Jordan's going to have a hand in the direction of that.
Is there anybody better than Michael B. Jordan?
He's great.
He's
a great actor.
No.
He's good.
I'll say he's the best in the business. Gary. Job well done. What a show that was.
Easy, kid. Easy.
Man.
Easy.
If you're just tuning in, I would highly recommend checking out the podcast when that is available. Listen to the whole 4-hour show again. So good Stephon Gilmore news in there as well.
And just, if you want to only do one thing, just don't fact check the show.
No. Not
just never Google anything you
don't
hear.
Don't Google anything.
Save your time.
We
just
already
assume
did
it's
it.
Accurate.
We're right.
Yeah. Producer show.
Thank you, guys.
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Yes,
both of you guys in?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, 8 a.m. for that. So Gresh will be back on Monday. So thanks to Shime and John and to Gary Tangway. My name is Rich Keefe. We will be back on Monday. OMF is next. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later. What a good wife you would be. Such a fine girl. But my life, my love of my lady is the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,